Welcome to Pennsylvania in Focus. I'm Kristen Smith. As the public awaits more details of Governor Josh Shapiro's higher education reform plans, Republican legislators recently offered some ideas of their own. Joining me today is the Center Square's Pennsylvania reporter, Anthony Hennin. Anthony, tell us about this new plan that Senate and House Republicans are standing behind.
Yeah, so we have been waiting some months to get more details on Governor Shapiro's proposed reforms for higher ed. But that's the details on that have been slow to come. And Republicans have been more and more involved in higher ed. Yeah, I think the easiest way to think of this may be they've kind of run out of patience and they're trying to offer an alternative here. The two big parts of the plan, one would be a $5,000 scholarship for students who commit to staying in Pennsylvania. Basically, the deal would be for every year that they would receive a scholarship, they would commit to stay 15 months in Pennsylvania after graduation. So if you would get the scholarship for 4 years, you would promise to stay in Pennsylvania for five. So that's one big part of it. The other big thing would be offering a similar deal to out-of-state students where they would get in-state tuition if they would put down roots in the Commonwealth. As Senator Scott Martin phrased it, we need to find a way for how to grow the state and how to draw people in. We need to encourage more students to learn here, put down roots here, work here, and grow here. So this is kind of an idea that, you know, Pennsylvania's population is stagnating. It's aging. We see a lot of young people leaving the state. And this is a way to bring down college costs for them while also keeping them in Pennsylvania and ideally building businesses, bringing in tax revenue, really establishing roots.
Given the bipartisan support for reducing the cost of college in Pennsylvania, is there any concern, or I should say, is there hope from Republicans about getting something like this passed? And do they have any ideas of how to pay for it?
Yeah, so whenever you ask a politician whether their idea will get bipartisan support, they always say, yeah, sure, I'm optimistic. But at least with higher ed, it seems like there's a bit more concrete ground to stand on here. Both Democrats and Republicans have been interested. They know there's an issue in Pennsylvania with a higher ed system. They know they need to fix it. And Republicans also sound like they are not necessarily, you know, dead set in what they're proposing. They're saying, you know, this is not set in stone yet. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of conversations we need to get through. So, yeah, it seems like even if we won't see something very close to this proposal, it seems like we'll get at least some sort of compromise, some sort of momentum on some of this. As far as paying for it, that's always the billion-dollar question here in the case of higher ed. Though it does seem like there's some possibilities. Joe Pittman suggested that perhaps if the legalization of skill games comes about in the Commonwealth, they could use some funding from that to really build up and get this off the ground. The Independent Fiscal Office has estimated that within a few years, if they do legalize it, we could see upwards of $400 million coming into state tax coffers annually. So, you know, that would be at least a potential source of funding for this. But a lot of this is just so new and so unclear. It's hard to say exactly what the funding mechanism for this would look like.
It's definitely got a long way to go, and we're just 2 months from the budget deadline, maybe less than that. 2.5 months, I should say. So we'll keep an eye on this. Anthony, thanks for joining us today. Listeners can keep up with this story and more at thecentersquare.com.
Are you tired of news that puts politics over people? At the nonprofit Franklin News Foundation, we believe in putting people over politics by delivering nonpartisan news and audio content that serves you, the American taxpayer. With Franklin News Foundation, you can read fact-based, state-focused news for free at thecentersquare.com. You can listen to civil, balanced conversations between policy experts through our podcast network at americastalking.com. Or you can get in-depth news on K-12 education spending, curriculum, and school safety at chalkboardnews.com. It's all free through Franklin, where we put you, the American taxpayer, first in every story, episode, and conversation. And it's only possible through our supporters. Together, we can produce content that puts people over politics and brings Americans the news they deserve. Become a supporter today at franklinnews.org/donate. Once again, that's franklinnews.org/donate.